Yes, Tammuz, July 12th. Pesach Kuflam Beis. Very important. Limud of Da'as Atzmacha. Know yourself. Right in the middle of the page, the last paragraph of section Beis. Mavur Bozeh. It is clearly explained thus. Ki avoda kabira mutelas al misharotza liskos latoras emes. That a mighty avoda is placed upon one who wants to be zocha to true Torah. Mavad hayegiyah hanaro lahotzi dvar halacha al burio mishasu poskim. Aside from the awesome toil that's required to bring out what the halacha is properly from shas and poskim, to really understand Torah, you have to start from the beginning and everything and work things through and follow through in the poskim and how we rule. Chavetz Chaim writes in Shem Olam, he explains a number of sukkim and chazals this way, but really a man was supposed to live the entire length of the 6,000 years, because that's how long it really takes to learn the Torah properly. So we're always behind. It's amazing what he shows. Maamar Chazal, that's what they seem to be saying. But just to learn Torah is an awesome duty and responsibility. But aside from that, all of Lamal Tara Sichlo, he has to work on the purity of his Sechel, his mind. Shebeis Isko Batorah, that while he's studying Torah, it's not an intellectual endeavor. Other things in life, you know, if he's studying math, it doesn't really matter what his mindset is and his character is. It's knowledge, it's information, it's logic. But Torah, if it doesn't come with tikkun amidos, it can be what they call an amaretz and gan shas. So you can't allow any negiyah or pnei, which means an ulterior motive or a predilection. Pnei means a turning, but like some other feeling into his gvul, into his realm. Norahu chiyav hatihur, it's awesome, the obligation of purity, vazikoch, and refinement, shel midoseinu, kidei la'agiyah l'kiyah mitzvahs l'seichel shel Torah. To be able to reach the fulfillment of the mitzvahs and the seichel of the Torah, the seichel the Torah wants us to have, it's an awesome responsibility. Gimel, makom nichbad noad la'avodas amidas ba'olam haTorah. A very honorable place is designated for the avoda of midas in the world of Torah, that's for sure. Kvar nemar ki yadiyas v'tikon amidas v'akochos enem madam mesuyim hanimser miyad liyad. It's already known that the tikkun of midas, and he uses the word kochos also, the tikkun of one's midas and one's strengths and faculties, is not a specific body of knowledge, a specific science that's given over from hand to hand, from generation to generation, kimushar ha-chochmos, like others. You can be apprenticed in how to do carpentry, or lahavdil in Torah, how to say a proper svara. Kol adam chayav bazeh labaros avodaso hu. Each person has to do his own avoda. It's not how to shacht, how to make tzitzis. It's specific to the person. E efshir lilmud es atzma mitoch svara. You can't learn oneself from svara. Ve'ein chikui ba'avoda ha'pratis. There's no imitation. Nachmachen. In Yiddish, nachmachen is to imitate. In order to firmly establish this foundation well in the heart of a person who's approaching this avodah, we should present here the very fundamental following words. The Gra in Mishlei, the Gaon's commentary on Mishlei, is a classic work. Some of it is a little bit Kabbalistic and deep and hard to understand, but I think it's approachable, and some of it is such basic insight into what the Torah means, what the Pesukim Mishlei mean. It says a Pasuk, Holach B'Yishur Yirei Hashem, Loz Drach, I forget the end of the Pasuk, Loz Drach of something, but one who goes in his straightness is God fearing. Says the Gaon, Ki kol adam tzarech alechas b'darko ha-tzarech lo. because each person has to go in his way that's needed for him. Ki ein midas b'nei adam shavim zel lazeh, because the midas of people are not equal to each other, not the same.
Umachma zehu rogel la'aveira haba me'osa mida. Magnitude of them, or the composition of
them? Yeah, the particular mix. Everybody has, in fact, if you look at sort of, they use the word mezeg, which is like a mixture. What's each person's concoction? This much haughtiness, this much anger, this much desire. Yeah, ultimately the headings are the same, the categories are the same, but how they're
mixed.
Yeah, which, you know, they should use ingredients in a food as a mushel, it comes out a totally different food if you have this much salt or that much salt, or how much chocolate, how much flour. Yeah, but ultimately the categories are the same.
So you're staying to understand what the mixture is. And
yeah, well, if you describe somebody as an angry person, everybody has some anger, but in some people it's a tiny little box that starts to open, and some people it's giant. So they're not the same. And because of this, he's, as a habit, it's common for him to come to an aveira that comes from a certain midah, and he has to fence himself. He has to take precautions a lot in this. Which his friend doesn't need that. His friend doesn't need a certain precaution and exercise in putting up gedarim. But his friend needs something else. His friend is very susceptible to X, and he's very susceptible to Y. He has a strong yitzhara in the X area, and he has it in Y. Lekach holach biyishro. Therefore, the pasuk says, one who goes in his straightness. You know, we would think of yosher as an absolute. Justice, honesty, straightness. Well, what's a yishro? One goes in his yosher, as if it's subjective. So they're going to say it's not subjective, but how you get there is subjective, because each person to get to yashrus for himself requires addressing different yitzharas. V'derech ha-yosher shalo. And he makes another point. I spoke a little too quickly. Afal b'shebein ha-brios hu-ra. Ki'inam yodim zeh shehu-tzarech. It's his yosher in contrast to other people, not just as other people don't need it, but to other people it might even look bad. What are you emphasizing X so much for? Why are you pursuing that? The person who's criticizing you doesn't understand that for you, that's what's needed. For him, it's not. So he says, even though in the eyes of people, it's bad, it doesn't look like Yosher. Because they don't know what he needs. Straightness. Another pasuk of Mishlei is coming to mind. Yasher Kochach means your strength should be straightened out. Yeah. First, you could do this to get to Yasher Kochach. That's right.
But it's a little hard to hear that. If I'm seeing somebody work on something that I don't need to, and they're working on to an extreme, what would you call that? Raw?
Well, I mean, the Malva Mishlei repeatedly refers to maglos, called magal tov, as a detour. And he says, when you're trying to get from A to B, the way to go is this way. But sometimes a person goes this way. When you first look at it, it looks wrong. To put it in some specific terms, you know, the Rambam talks about you're supposed to be balanced in every midah. And he says only to swing the pendulum toward extremism when you're compensating for some deficiency. So technically, that's ra. You're overdoing it. Why are you emphasizing that so much? Which really is right. And that doesn't, it's not evil, but it's not right. It's not really the avodas Hashem, but he needs it. And nevertheless, he goes, so who yirei Hashem? He's fearing God. The Gaon is saying he's not afraid of what people will say. I want to do what's popular and what people say is right. So, but maybe for me, I need something else that they're going to look down on. No, if he's yirei Hashem, if all he's afraid of is he wants to fear Hashem and serve Hashem properly, he's not going to care what others say. It's a beautiful makor in the Gaon of Mishlei that makes exactly this point about not only da'as atzmacha, but also tikkun atzmacha, one's specific needs and character makeup. All right, we'll continue next week. That's a show.